The following is supplementary information. 10b. Dry bones and two witnesses. How do they relate? The year 1919 saw the fulfillment of two related prophecies, one regarding dry bones, the other about two witnesses. The vision of dry bones foretells a very long period, which turned out to be many centuries, that ends with the coming to life of a large group of God's people. The prophecy about the two witnesses describes a short period, fulfilled from late 1914 to early 1919, that ends with the coming to life of a small group of God's servants. Both prophecies depicted a symbolic resurrection, and both prophecies saw a modern-day fulfillment in 1919 when Jehovah caused his anointed servants to stand on their feet, leave their captivity to Babylon the Great, and be gathered in the restored congregation. Ezekiel 37:10. Note, though, that the fulfillment of these two prophecies differs in an important way. The prophecy of the dry bones foretells the coming to life of all members of the anointed remnant. However, the prophecy of the two witnesses foretells the coming to life of some members of God's anointed remnant, those who were taking the lead in the organization and who were appointed as the faithful and discreet slave. Matthew 24:45. The valley plain full of bones. Ezekiel 37:1. From the 2nd century CE onward, when the anointed Christian congregation was killed symbolically, the valley plain was filled with bones. 1919. The dry bones came to life when Jehovah caused all anointed ones to leave Babylon the Great and be gathered in the restored congregation. Two witnesses. Revelation 11:3. 1914. The two witnesses preached in sackcloth for 3.5 years. At the end of that period, they were symbolically killed. 1919. The two witnesses came to life when a small group of anointed brothers who were taking the lead in the organization were appointed to serve as the faithful and discreet slave.